Adventure 9. Waking in the morning, the party stops for some quick identifies performed by Nick before deciding to backtrack to the hallway they had passed up so many nights ago. The party's lack of abilities allowing the crossing of the huge chasm could have affected this decision. Moving back, the party soon finds themselves in a section of the catacombs that they had never been in. As morgues began to jump out from the walls, the party found them easy to deal with, and quickly dispatched them, except for Magnarus, who was paralyzed by one of the morgue's tongues. During the combat, however, a loud thudding, as if of extremely heavy footsteps, could be heard approaching the party. As the last morgue fell, the large tombstone golem stomped into view. Slowly moving forward, it easily ignored the repeated spells of the party, until Melder remembered some scrolls he had on his personage. Greasing and webbing the golem repeatedly, Melder managed to slow it enough for the greater magic weapon crossbow bolts and arrows of the party to chip away at the golem's facade. Finally taking enough damage to fell it, the golem collapsed to the group dead. Exiting the golem's chambers, the group moved into another hallway filled with sarcophagi chambers. Opening and looting each one, as they went, Hofgar and Horkan exposed themselves to Bertha for fumes not once, but twice. Hofgar, in fact, nearly succumbed to the fumes, but Magnarus's healing magic saved him in the end. Horkan almost fell in a pit trap, but nimbly avoided it. The last sarcophagi chamber held, instead of sarcophagi, a pedestal with the last piece of the key. Serenus shattered the pedestal and then Melder used his mage hand to retrieve the key. The party managed to avoid the trap lying in wait within the room. Moving down the hallway, the group came again to one of the rooms that provided access to the core. Possessing the fully assembled key, the party considered entering and attacking Gothius. Deciding instead to rest, they were about to turn back when a familiar mummy appeared and attacked. Horkan quickly went on the defensive, using the techniques he had learned as a defender to protect him and those behind him. The spellcasters of the group meanwhile blasted at the mummy, until a turning from Magnarus blasted him to ashes. Moving off to rest, the party returned to the access chamber the next day, and entered Gothius's lair. Moving into his rooms, the party was at first confused by their seeming emptiness, until Gothius, who was using invisibility, suddenly attacked from above. The party, unprepared, quickly began to scatter. It wasn't until Gjeld managed to halt Gothius that the party calmed down enough to remember their plan. Launching a sonic orb at Gothius, Char managed to wound him considerably, while Melder began stripping away his defenses using dispel magic. Hofgar, Serenus, and Horkan landed a few arrows into Gothius, once Serenus returned from the ethereal plane at least. Nick fired several plus-size magic missiles, doing a good bit of damage. Finally losing his magical capacity for flight, Gothius plummeted to the floor, where he died, and summarily turned to mist. Rising up to the heart, he was damaged by Magnarus's sunbeams, but not destroyed. Focusing holy energy onto the heart, Magnarus dispelled its evil flames, allowing it to be wounded by the arrows and spells of the party. Weakened beyond relief by the group's combined efforts, the heart plummeted to the floor where it burst apart into a disgusting mass of mummified flesh. Picking through the remains, the party realized that they had triumphed over Night Vampire. Melder says to the group, "Hey, what do you say we clean up this place and claim it for our own? It's got plenty of room for all us, it's easy to defend, and it even has a nice library. And I believe I could find some loyal people to attend to it while we are off adventuring." Gjeld replies, "Not really my type of place, but I'd be willing to visit from time to time. Right now I need to get back Greydock. My clothes are just covered with Jiral and bloodstains, and that just won't do for a fashion plate like me. Besides, I'm long overdue for treating the ladies of Greydock to my latest magical musical performance extravaganza. It's Gjeld time." Starring Gjeld Flinderhop, written and produced by Gjeld Flinderhop. Serena says, "I think this Nick mentioned that he would like living here.